So it's the final week of Parade of Homes, and I've been wanting to have Josh on for a long time. Josh Friesen is the co-owner of Duick Builders. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Hal.
I thought it was a good time as Parade of Homes wraps up. You at Duick are basically a home builder that builds sustainable homes. Explain.
Yeah, so what we like to say is that we pride ourselves in making sustainable easy. So we ask our customers what sustainable means to them, and from there we design around, you know, is it energy efficiency? Is it a reduced carbon footprint? Is it reduced cost of ownership? You know, we walk through all those questions, and that's what sustainable means to us in a nutshell.
Yeah, and it means different things to different people, right? People have different priorities, but this is a real trend in home building. People are saying, if I'm going to spend all this money building a home, I'm going to make it sustainable, or at least as sustainable as possible, right?
Exactly. And lots of these energy efficiency upgrades, you know, they pay off about the time you're locked in rate on your mortgage end. So they're, you know, we're looking at 5 to 10 year payoffs for a lot of these energy efficiency upgrades. And if you're going to live in your house for 25 years and it's going to stand for 100, I mean, it's some of that's a no-brainer.
And I think, too, with climate change, you know, really at the forefront now, people, when they are saying, yeah, okay, we're gonna build a home, they want to do their part. And as you said, in many cases, and certainly over time in all cases, this makes financial sense, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point, too. We're more and more realizing that we can have some control over for sure our emissions and what we use of our resources, and housing is everyone needs a house, and so it's a great place to start.
And you know, the technology advances quickly, right? Like geothermal. Some people, you know, have just heard that recently and going, oh, geothermal's kind of cool. But I know that you guys have an option that's even better than that, and it does the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the fun of being in this industry. The technology moves so quick. And while it's new here, it's not always new everywhere. A lot of the heat source options that we look at are proven and tested in other countries, and they're gaining traction here. And it's the same technology that's in your fridge. So what we like to use on a private home basis, where a geothermal unit might not quite make sense, is an air-to-air heat pump. So it's the same technology as your fridge. It's just a more efficient way of using hydroelectricity to heat and cool your house, rather than gas, which has quite a carbon footprint penalty.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people coming to you wanting to build a more sustainable home. Talk to me about gray water systems.
Yeah, that's another thing. We've been chatting with the city on gray water systems. What gray water systems do is when you use water to wash your hands, or you shower with the water, it goes down the drain and it gets collected and reused to flush your toilet. So instead of that water going straight down the drain and then having to be treated at the, you know, the Winnipeg treatment plants, there's ways to save, you know, 50-60% of your water and reuse it with minimal effort inside your own house. So we're working really hard to try to get that approved for use here in Winnipeg.
And maybe it doesn't cost more up front. I assume some of this stuff may cost more up front, but over the life of the home, it makes sense. Is that a hard sell, or are people coming to you saying, we want this?
Well, you know, that's been changing. It's definitely a view that people have, but the way we like to flip the coin a little bit. So we get all of our houses modeled by a third-party company. And what they do is they certify that had someone built a code-built house rather than our house, they would have paid 80 to 90% more in utilities. So we often say, you know, yeah, you know, your mortgage might be a little bit bigger, but when you're paying less on your utilities and all that stuff, your total cost of ownership on your home over the 15 years, 25 years you own it is way less.
And if you're putting the money out to buy a home, it might be easier to budget it, do it at that point, do it in a more sustainable way, add it to your mortgage, and rather than, as you point out, paying a lot more for utilities over that 15, 20 years or however long you live in the house.
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen what the utilities are doing too. I mean, that
right.
difference and that predictability of your utilities and your month-to-month payments is just going to be even more advantageous in a sustainable house and a green house than it is in a standard house.
I mentioned at the end of the start to Greg Mackling that I was going to have you on today, and he follows you on social media as I do. And you guys really at Do It Builders, you really are a cool follow, and I would encourage people to go and follow Do It Builders on social media, on Instagram for sure. I'm not sure if you're on Twitter and Facebook. I assume you're on Facebook too, eh?
Yeah, we are on Facebook. We're not on Twitter yet. I'm personally on it, but I don't do much advertising on Twitter.
Right. Gotcha. Hey, and before I let you go, you were telling me while we were setting up this interview, you were saying that you're at the point now at Duick where you can actually, even before permits are in place, you can, using virtual reality, so you put goggles on the future homeowner, and you can walk them through their home even before the permits have been pulled.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We've been having a lot of fun with it, trying out the headset and using it here. But yeah, so basically what we're able to do is we're a one-stop shop. So you come to us and we design your house and we build it. We walk through it with you as a team and we get that design done right. And so what we're able to do is we're able to draw up your house, your renovation, you know, whatever it is, and we're able to actually put you in the space through these virtual reality goggles before we even apply for permits and break ground. So it's a lot of fun to be able to see your project before the work begins.
No kidding. Hey, Josh, I'm glad I finally was able to get you on the air here, and you're doing great stuff over there at Duick, and this is huge. I mean, more and more people when they're looking to, doing improvements on their existing home, but when they're looking to build a new home, they're wanting to do it keeping the environment in mind. And so I appreciate you telling us a bit about it.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time, Hal. Always a pleasure.
Yes, Josh Friesen, co-owner of Duick Builders, building a sustainable home.